Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show today. It's one of our favorite shows of the entire year. That's when we bring in all the talented actors from Riverdale Schools, and they put on a holiday production for us. And it's co-produced here today by the gang at Riverdale and Mr. Chris Simonson and also Katie Benedict, who is here. Katie is a drama co-advisor at Riverdale. So good morning, Katie.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you on the studio here with us today. So tell us a little bit about the production that we're going to hear on the radio today.
Well, this is called The Other Side of Christmas, and it is a vignette style play. So you're going to hear a bunch of different scenes. I believe we have about five scenes. They range from waiting in line on Black Friday to a Christmas party to sitting at the kids' table to Santa passing it down to his son. We really hope that these little scenes give everybody something to think about. Some of them are funny, some of them are a little more thoughtful, and we are just so grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Can you tell us about the age range of students we're going to hear today?
We have everyone from 7th grade on up to seniors at high school, so we're looking at about 12 to 18-year-olds.
And for what class do you practice? So do you do this different time, after school or something?
This is all after school. Riverdale does not have any actual drama classes in the curriculum. So this is the drama club. We do everything after school or during what we call advisory period, which is about a 15-minute window in the mornings. So most of it's after school.
That's some dedication.
It is. We have an absolutely dedicated cast. They have been working hard for weeks, for hours. We are so grateful to have them.
Wonderful. Well, could you give us the names of the actors that we're going to hear today?
Absolutely. Let me pull up my list so I don't miss anyone. We have Destiny Bonds on sound. We have Cadence McGraw. She plays Katie. We have EJ Justum. They play Missy. Then we have Vivian Benedict, who plays Kendrick. Abe Schaefer, he plays an elf. We have Sienna DeGlow, and she plays part of the support group. Archer Imhoff, Chloe Franklin. Archer is also part of the support group, as is Chloe. We have Mavana Zarbach and her sister Fiona Zarbach. They both play sisters and getting ready to go back and see their family. We have Alex Schneider. Brie Barrel. I think it's Bartles. I'm sorry, my autocorrect got me. And Wyatt Gray and Desaria Bonds, they play a holiday party together. We have Brandon Meese and Mark Wilkie. They do the Santa and his son. So that's all. I think that's everybody.
That's a big cast.
It is a big cast. It is 19.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So you've been practicing these kind of individually, and then you're going to run them all together for us.
Yes. We actually, today was the first chance we had to run it from beginning to end with everybody there this morning, because we have so many other clubs at Riverdale. Absolutely amazing school with all the clubs they have. But we have power lifters and, you know, people in basketball. So getting them all at the same time has been interesting. So this is the first time they're, today is the first time they've done it all together.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thanks for bringing the group in. And
absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to say before we turn it away to the production?
Not that I can think of, but we are just, again, super grateful for the opportunity to be here, and we hope your listeners love this as much as we do.
Okay. The Riverdale students coming up with a holiday production. That's next on The Morning Show.
Grab his jacket and dash out the door. This was his Super Bowl. He'd spend the days leading up to it scurrying ads, meticulously mapping out a strategy to maximize all the big ticket items we had put off buying all year. The things he'd been eyeing for my mom and for me. The big appliances, electronics, and hot toys. One year, he sprained his ankle playing pickleball. He said he had to skip Black Friday. This was so unfathomable to me. I just knew I had to take up the mantle in his stead when I came home. So after my mom dished out the pie, I snuck out of the house. Excuse me, is this?
Yep, end of the line. You're behind us.
See? Now we're not the last ones.
Wow, I definitely thought I'd be the first in line. It's not even 7 p.m. yet. The doors don't open until midnight, right? I came here right after the pie.
What are you, new? Nobody at the front of the line even stayed for the turkey. Nope, this is it. The end of the line. If I didn't need your help, I would have just come myself and been front of the line, like we always are, every year except this year.
Will you give it a rest already, Jackie? I said I was sorry. I took a little nap. Sue me. I overslept. It's science.
Nobody told you to eat the turkey, Sammy. You know we come with snacks. Trail mix, every kind of turkey you can think of. Beef, buffalo, elk, alligator, thermoses of soup. But not too much, you know, in case nature calls.
Okay, didn't need that image popping up in my head at all.
So what, you just gonna stand all night?
I guess. I have strong legs. I'll be okay.
If you say so.
Okay, Miss Strong Legs.
Clever. Where are you? Don't worry about it. Be back. Soon. Gotta take care of something.
She probably doesn't even have a plan.
It's clear she's a newbie.
Are you talking about me in front of me? And if you're both so wise, then what's your plan?
We don't even know her, man.
She's no threat.
That's rude. And so what if this is my first time? I'm here to get something special for my mom.
Luggage. Get your mom some brand new luggage. Studies show that women in the 40-plus age group love their luggage. A whole matching set with the wheelies. You're welcome. That one was on the house, noob.
Okay, but studies also show that the mother demographic tends to love their idiosyncratic kitchenware. Tabletops, more machines, air fryers, those fancy nonstick pans by that fancy celebrity on that show who wrote that one cookbook that everybody knows. We study the sales trends and data, so we make sure to cover all the categories.
One, my mom doesn't like to travel and she doesn't like to cook, so you're both wrong. And two, why? How many people do you have to get gifts for?
We're diverse in our assets, merchandise in all age groups.
Every forecasted hot ticket item, we call those the golden unicorns. We got the maximum amount allowed per person.
And then we run all the way to eBay to set the new market price. Works like a charm every year.
Wait a minute. You're just going to resell everything?
And what?
It's a business opportunity. I don't tell you how to make your money. Don't tell me how to make mine.
Hi. Yeah, I know. So, can you just text it to me? Uh-huh. No, I'm already in line. I know, but I wanted to. Yes, I promise. Love you too.
You don't understand the thrill. When they open the doors, everyone rushes in.
Security's yelling not to stampede. It feels like everything is on the brink of chaos. They say no running, but everyone's in the midnight marathon. We're all Cinderella at the ball. You know what I mean?
And they surge and go one way, and we weave and duck around them with dexterity, swiftness, and sure, we're realists, not idealists.
Huh. Fascinating. So, last year it was these Super Sears moon boots. This year she's looking for a pretty intense new tool set. 18-volt lithium iron brushless cordless tool set. 50% off to the first 50. What floor is that on, I wonder?
You didn't do a dry run. Tell me you didn't do a dry run. The first 50? From the back of the line?
Well, we're not that far back. More like the middle of the line now.
Did you even memorize the floor plan? Scout out all the most efficient routes?
What? What do you mean? Don't I just take the elevator up to whatever floor?
The elevator?
And it's on the 7th floor, for your information.
Are you out of your mind?
You must mean the escalator. She must mean the escalator. Jackie, no?
I don't know, Sammy. She's like an alien or something. I don't know what she's even thinking. Is she thinking?
Please stop talking about me in front of me.
You waste so much precious time on the elevator. Ding, second floor. Who's getting out? Who's getting on? Third floor, excuse me, coming through. More people get on, more people get off. Fourth floor, ding, and on, and on, and on. Ding, people squish on. There goes your toes. Ding, someone egg farts, and everyone runs off because it's ratchet. Ding, guess what? You're too slow. And yes, this is coming from personal experience.
Okay, okay. Gross. But I hear you. Take the escalator to the seventh floor.
Some people stand on the right, but you're going to want to walk briskly on the left. Two steps at a time if you can. My God, the elevator!
Point taken. Jeez. What? What? What else? Tell me.
I have to tell her.
Go ahead. I cannot watch this.
It's just that this item you're seeking... Well, it's like the golden unicorn for both men in the 20 to 25 range, since they tend to get too fancy with their first real tool set and overcompensate, as well as the 40 to 50 range who have more disposable income.
Wait, what's that mean?
Look at who's in line ahead of us. Men 20 to 25, men 40 to 50. Sorry, kiddo.
Oh, no.
The odds are not looking great. It's not looking good for you. We have a few tricks up our sleeves.
Gah, I guess I've done it all wrong. What was I thinking? I should know better. I should know something, right? I thought you just stand in line and everyone lines up and you get the thing you need. But why would I think that? It's not a cafeteria. It's like I forgot how shopping works. And this is like shopping plus 10 times the intensity. Black Friday. All of this was my dad's thing, you know. He never told me what to do. And I always wanted to go, but he said, "No, you should get some good sleep. It's been a long day. Go play with your brothers. I'll see you in the morning." And then on Christmas morning, there was always that one thing for Mom, tied up in a humongous bow, you know. One majestic gift that he really stood out for like hours and hours in the dark and cold. And we'd be in awe, like, how did he do it? And we'd be screeching like she won the lottery, and he'd stand in the corner looking so proud. I just wanted to do that once, because he can't. Maybe as a way to say thank you. I'm sorry, Dad. I failed. I failed at Black Friday. I thought I could do it. This is so much more stressful than I thought it would be.
Listen, we could make you a deal. We could help. Obviously, this item was on our list already.
We could use the extra set of hands, but you gotta listen to what we say. Deal?
Really? You'd do that for me? Dad? What are you doing here?
I came to find you. You weren't answering your phone.
I told you I'd be back after I got Mom's gift for you.
I was telling you to just forget the whole thing. Come back home.
What? Forget the whole thing? I can't. I have a plan now.
Listen, I know I was grumbling about missing this, but today actually turned out to be great. I got to stay inside, warm and well-fed. I got to appreciate the delicious food, not just to get through it. I got to see what I was thankful for and hear what everyone else said in return. I got to have a real conversation with everyone around the table. My mind wasn't occupied with logistics or shopping. I thought about all the time I spent away from you and your mom. Your brothers doing this, alone. Trust me, your mom and me are happier to have you at home, all of us together. We don't get to see you much anymore now that you're away from school. Come home, Maud. Don't waste your time standing in line with these dweebs.
Hey, sir, I object.
Sorry, guys. And trust me, your mom doesn't need anything special, especially not a $500 tool set. And also, you're not even dressed properly for this, sweetie.
We tried to tell her.
Oh, thank God. It's freezing out here. Bye. Good luck.
I should call my dad.
Sammy, stay the course. You can come after this. Get ready. Stay ready. Be ready.
You're right, Jackie. You're right.
Seriously going to make me sit here? I won't take up much room. I'll sit at the corner of the table. There's not going to be any dark meat left by the time it gets to... Fine, forget it. Oh, great.
Hi, Nikki. They're still making you sit here with us?
Yeah, looks like it.
Hello, Nicholas.
Missy, Katie, Kendrick.
It's not so bad. We had fun last year, right? We'll have fun again. Hey, maybe you can do your grandma impression.
I don't do that anymore. Let's just get this over with, please.
I'm with Nicholas. I feel like more mature people like he and I shouldn't have to sit with the children.
I'm older than you, Missy.
You are, Katie, but you notice I said mature, not old.
If you're so mature, then why do you still sleep with that ratty old stuffed monkey? He has one eye.
His name is Sir Bubbles, and he is none of your business.
Maybe we can just play the quiet game or something.
We're not dummies, Nikki. We know the quiet game is just the way grown-ups try to get kids to shut up.
Wait, you think of me as a grown-up?
I mean, you're old, but not, like, really old. You're like an old kid. Yeah, so I don't have to do what you say, but you're allowed to curse. Wait, what curse words do you know?
All of them?
Like which ones?
What's with Kendrick?
I don't know. He's just Kendrick.
He's your brother.
Yeah, and he's a little weirdo. So what?
Guys, let's just eat. I just wanted some dark meat. By the time the turkey gets to us, it's all going to be breast.
Breast? Is that a curse?
No.
I, too, would like some dark meat, Nicholas.
Why are you calling him Nicholas? His name is Nicky.
I go by Nicholas now, actually.
Well, that's stupid. Nikki is way better than Nicholas. Nicholas sounds like you work in an office and you're bald. You shouldn't have changed your name.
He didn't change his name. That is his name. Nikki is a nickname for Nicholas.
Nick. Name. Get it?
I'm sorry, Nicholas. Not everyone can be as mature as you and I.
Who even cares about being mature? You know what they're talking about at the adults' table?
What's with the economy? It's so big. Why do eggs cost so much? My back hurts all the time. The music these kids listen to nowadays is garbage.
Yeah, and Grandma's probably like, when I was a kid, there were no screens. TVs were called books, and we ate only broccoli and casserole. Is he okay? Do we, like, have to make sure he eats his food? Kendrick, eat your food.
Chocolate. No, Kendrick, you can't have chocolate. You get too wild.
Honestly, I'd rather sit with y'all anyway, because I just wanted the dark meat.
Yes, me as well. Too.
Then let's go get it.
Yep, we have to wait until it comes here.
Says who?
It's just how they do it.
I cannot believe I am saying this, but maybe Katie is right.
Okay, Uncle Sean has the platter. That means it's going to your mom next, Missy. When it's handed to her, you go up and ask her a question.
Like what?
Like anything. It doesn't matter. Just distract her. I'll sneak around the other side and get the dark meat. What do you want, Nikki? Sorry, Nicholas. A leg?
I mean, sure, but you don't have to?
It's settled. We're doing this. You in, Missy?
Let's do this.
It's go time. We did it!
I asked my mom why eggs cost so much. She was so confused.
It was perfect. Here you go.
Wow. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
And just enjoy it, Nikki. I mean...
No, it's okay. You can call me Nikki.
Also, I'm just saying this. I got a whiff off of my mom's wine at the table, and it's yucky.
Yeah, it's what adults call an acquired taste.
That's what they say about things that taste bad, but they pretend to like.
Like olives.
And oysters.
Gross! Those things are literal slime!
I just want to say that I am proud to be sitting with fine young folks who don't have to pretend that ocean boogers are a good thing to eat.
Cheers to that.
This is good.
Good old chocolate milk doesn't get much better than that.
You've got that right.
You have chocolate milk, too.
You're damn right I do.
A curse word. Nice.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can say it.
Really?
I won't tell.
No, but he will... Wait, where's Kendrick? Oh, no.
What?
The desserts in the kitchen? I don't think anyone was guarding them.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate. Damn.
You said it.
Kendrick, get over here. What do we do?
You know what? We do nothing. We're not adults. He's not our problem.
Well, you're sort of an adult.
Not when I have to sit at this table.
Yeah! Screw it!
Okay, that's enough cursing. Let's just eat.
Yeah, let's eat, Nikki.
Kendrick! Get over here!
Kendrick!
I have the power of sugar inside me. I am invincible. I am the king of chocolate.
No! No! Don't get me back here!
That's right. Let it out into the pillow.
We're here. We're here for you. Nobody knows. Nobody understands. Not like we do.
Wow. That was... wow.
Feel better?
Much. Thank you both for welcoming me into your circle. I just feel so safe here, you know?
It's why I created this group.
There are just so many.
I can't even imagine.
And they all have to get there on time, you know? And not a day later, or else it's all ruined. You don't know what it's like until you've ruined little Susie Christmas because her Tweety Bird jean jacket didn't get there until December 26th. And it's all she ever wanted in her whole life. And you don't get over any do-overs, not until next year. And little Susie won't want the Tweety Bird jean jacket next year. She wants something else. I don't know what's in the truck. I just follow what the labels say. But sometimes, maybe I miss one. I'm only human.
I'll go.
Please.
There are just so many.
Too many.
Endless.
I'm just an elf. I'm not Santa. All I am supposed to do is walk them up to the big guy. That's all the job description said. Walk the kids up to Santa, take the photo, keep it moving. Rinse and repeat. But no, I get my elf ears yanked on. Are these real? And half these kids, they're terrified of him. They're fine with him in concept until they see him all big and jolly and ho-ho-hoing like some kind of broken robot, and they panic. They cry. They're sobbing, petrified, traumatized. And all the while, the parents are yelling at me, "Well, don't just stand there. Do something. We stood in line for hours for this." So I dance, I sing, I let them yank on my elf ears, I let them stomp on my elf feet. When they try to escape, I bribe them with candy canes. But no! None of that is good enough. I tell the parents maybe next time, and they yell some more. They threaten me with legal action. And so I plop the screaming babes on top of Santa's lap, and I take the photo. And they shove money in my face and stomp off. Next! Always next! And we elves can't unionize. We just keep going until the mall closes, and then we get up again the next day and do it all over again until the season ends. I think I need one more. Thank you. I really needed that. Is that all? Just three today? Are we expecting more?
Ruby isn't coming. She said her hands are nothing but paper cuts, ribbons and tape everywhere. Ruby works the gift wrap counter at Macy's.
And Monica, how are you doing? You haven't gone yet.
I think I'm actually okay today. I don't know. Talk to me next week. Maybe it'll be a different story.
What's next week?
Monica is a baker.
lots of orders coming in for customized cookies. They want the Christmas tree shortbread, the snowmen, the presents, the reindeer, candy canes, and snowflakes. Don't even talk to me about royal icing. Piping bags are at the ready. Everything smells like sugar. I'm inhaling sugar and spice and all that's nice.
That sounds kind of amazing.
They're really good.
Why, thank you, Jordan. But my specialty is gingerbread houses. Really big gingerbread houses. The kinds that display in museums and malls. 6-7 feet tall. And my pièce de résistance, the one in the entrance of Town Hall, every year they have a contest, and every year I win. Bragging rights, a grand prize ribbon, and a Culver's gift certificate. Months of pre-planning, endless hours in the kitchen, measuring out all the ingredients, calculating the bake times, weeks to build. I've been doing all of my arm exercises, getting them ready to roll out all that dough. I've got all my blueprints traced out. My templates are airtight. Gumdrops, check. Licorice strips, got them. Peppermint wheels, in stock. So much sugar, so much powdered sugar.
It's pretty impressive. Monica's been on top for the last 3 seasons.
Pressure? I laugh in the face of pressure. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, who cares that Barb McCoy is hot on my toes? Who cares about Barb McCoy? I sure don't. Who cares that she's been creeping up on me, that she's been runner-up, and she says she's coming for me? I'm okay with that. Who cares that she has some top-secret recipe this year and some special ingredient that she's telling everyone is sure to wow the judges, that her design is going to be so epic, that her gingerbread is spicier than mine, that her sugar work is so detailed, like so detailed, and honestly, it's beautiful what Barb McCoy can do. But who cares? Not me. I don't care that everyone's looking at me, expecting me to win again. Who cares that I haven't slept in 3 days? Can I handle it? Of course I can handle it. I can do it. Right? Right?
Hello? Hello? I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. I was told there was a support group that meets once a week here for holiday workers. Ruby told me about it. She said it might help me. I'm Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
You're in the right place. I'm Jordan, this is Monica, and that's Cliff.
I'm new too.
That's the screaming pillow, should you need it.
Thank you. That probably won't be necessary. I just wanted to talk.
And what do you do, Kathy?
Maybe this was a mistake. I've just been feeling so angry.
It's okay, Kathy. That's why we're here. Sometimes there's just too much. Too many of everything.
Packages, deliveries, promises of 2-day shipping.
Kids, parents, lines.
Gingerbread, rivals, pressure.
Oh, I see. I guess for me, it's a little bit of the opposite. At the shelter I run, most times, there isn't enough. I mean, I guess there are too many people in need. Like, I wish I could help them all. I mean, we never turn anyone away, ever. If there's a bed, we set them up with a bed. If we can't, we call the other shelters in the area to find them a warm and safe place to rest. I've even had women with small children come to my house, stay in my guest room, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore, liability insurance. But at the very least, everyone gets a warm meal, a hot shower, some provisions if we can, deodorant, toothbrush, fresh underwear, things like that. And we get a flood of those things around this time, which is nice. I guess I'm really here because, you know, this is the one time of year where people come out and help. They volunteer to hand out blankets or coats or drop off cans of soup, bars of soap, bundles of socks. And please, don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I really do. I guess I should just remember that. Remind myself of that kindness, the generosity it takes to show up. But lately, I've been feeling this anger. It's like an impending sense of disappointment, knowing that when the holidays are over, all of that stops. People stop giving. They stop helping and showing up. And then we go right back to the way we were before, with not enough. It's like we only exist this one time of year, but that's just not true.
It's true. Everything is busy for this one short season.
A few weeks, really.
Barely a month, if you think about it.
Anyway, there. I said it. I'm a little embarrassed at my outburst. Thanks for listening. I know that goodwill lives in most people's hearts. I guess I'm just tired. I guess I just wish things were different. You know what I mean? I should get going. I'm so grateful for this space. It was very nice to meet you all.
Kathy, wait. Thank you for reminding us why it's a magical time of the year for some, why it's a tough time of the year for others. When you're in the weeds like we are, it can be easy to lose perspective. Barb McCoy or not, it doesn't really matter. I've eaten at Culver's plenty of times. I'll be there to help on December 26th.
Once Santa packs his bag for the year, I've got free time. I mostly just
call Junior Hipkin, 585-3700.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet, bringing you a super New Year's sale. Save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
WRCO News, sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. On this Christmas Day, a daytime high will be in the low 30s, mainly cloudy and quiet today. For tonight, cloudy, a chance of fog and freezing drizzle later, a low of 26. Right now in Richland Center, it is 14.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO News. Former Wisconsin State Senator Tim Cullen has died. According to family members, Cullen died Monday afternoon at Oak Park Place in Janesville after being hospitalized for a heart attack. He was 80. Cullen served in the Senate in two separate eras. In an interview this past September on WCLO in Janesville, Cullen talked about how things had changed at the Capitol.
I was in the legislature back in the 70s and early 80s. And then I came back in 2010. And the difference between how the parties worked together, you had bipartisan agreements, et cetera, then in the 70s, early 80s, versus when I came back in 2010, 11, it became a very severe partisan place.
Cullen was among the Democratic state senators who drew national attention during the 2011 Act 10 protests. They left the Capitol and traveled to Illinois, remaining there for nearly a month in an effort to prevent passage of the controversial measure from Republican Governor Scott Walker. After serving one term, Cullen did not run for re-election, citing increased partisanship as a reason for his retirement. Former State Senator George Petek has died.
The Racine Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected in 1990, Petek won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, he twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plocke flipped control of the state Senate. After losing, Petek was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, later serving as a consultant and lobbyist. George Petek died on Christmas Eve Day, aged 75. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville has been reappointed chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government by Speaker Robin Voss. This will be Representative Novak's fifth term serving as chairman of the Assembly Committee on Local Government. Representative Novak was also reappointed to serve on the Assembly Committee on Agriculture, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety, and will serve for the first time on the Joint Committee on Criminal Penalties. Representative Novak will be inaugurated as a member of the 107th Legislature on January 6th, beginning his sixth term, serving the 51st Assembly District as state representative. A man was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a small vehicle had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 a.m. Sunday. The vehicle was caught on camera and was spotted on Highway 14 north of Viroqua after the break-in. The 49-year-old man driving the vehicle was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brianna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature that automatically integrates and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in the state of Wisconsin. AAA has once again activated its tow-to-go service for the holiday season. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The tow-to-go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The tow-to-go service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them too impaired to drive, they should plan their travel time ahead of time. A reminder today, the Richland Community Food Pantry at the Lighthouse Chapel will be closed today. There will also be no distribution next Wednesday on New Year's Day. The pantry will be open, however, between Christmas and New Year's on Friday this week from 4 until 5:30. The Department of Natural Resources is calling the 2024 elk hunting season a success. The DNR says the 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management because for the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The DNR received more than 17,700 applicants to hunt in the northern zone and more than 7,700 to hunt in the central zone. Eight hunters were then selected at random to take part in this year's hunt. In total, six bull elks were harvested, with four coming from the central zone and two from the northern zone. The application period for the 2025 elk hunting season will be opening in the early spring. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft plans. We'll share with you the Christmas Day forecast coming up in just a moment.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 30s. It will be mainly cloudy and quiet. Cloudy with a chance of fog and freezing drizzle later tonight, a low of 26. Cloudy and warmer Thursday, a high of 38, with areas of fog and drizzle. In fact, it's going to be fairly similar for the next few days. Friday, 43 for a high, foggy and occasional light rain. And the extended outlook Saturday, cloudy and mild, with off and on rain showers and 46. Sunday, 42, much drier, maybe some isolated sprinkles later in the day. Yesterday's daytime high here at the studios, we were up to 34 degrees, and then at 14 at midnight, we dropped down to 5 degrees in the overnight hours, but now back up to 14. The air is calm in Richland Center today on this Wednesday, Christmas Day.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the state scene where the Bucks are not necessarily happy. They're not playing today. Details on the Packers getting ready for the weekend and how it looks in terms of what happens and if they need to win here or there. Those stories and more coming up.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
High school sports off until later this week. Lots of high school basketball tournaments this weekend. The Richland Center boys will be at the Winona State Tournament on Friday and Saturday. And the Richland Center girls will be at the one-day Westby Girls Basketball Tournament on Friday. Also, about 10 or 11 teams from our immediate area will be involved in the upcoming Bi-State Wrestling Tournament at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. And that's boys and girls tournaments this weekend. On the state scene, following Monday's win over the Saints, the Packers are the sixth seed in the NFC. They can move up, but it won't be easy. First, they win out. Then the Lions have to beat Minnesota. Coach Matt LaFleur released some good news Tuesday, telling reporters wide receiver Christian Watson is just dealing with a bruised knee, and he could play against the Vikings. If they stay as a sixth seed, the Packers would play in Los Angeles against the Rams in the first postseason game. Is the team peaking at the right time? Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
What's really cool is you're getting contributions from a lot of different people. So I think that is usually the mark of a good team. You know, you got to stay healthy and continue to build on what you've done. But I love the energy of our group. Our guys show up ready to work, willing to work every day. And we got to continue to push one another to be at our best, because this is the time when you need to be playing your best ball.
There's a feast of football today. The NFL has scheduled a couple of games. Netflix exclusives. Kansas City at Pittsburgh. Kickoff time at noon. And at 3:30, Baltimore plays at Houston. There are plenty of NBA games today. San Antonio at New York. Minnesota at Dallas. Philadelphia at Boston. And the Lakers at Golden State. Giannis Antetokounmpo admits spending Christmas Day like a normal person is good. He says 2017 is the last time he and the Bucks were not playing on the holiday. At the same time, he and his teammates are questioning why they're not on the big stage. Milwaukee's best player says it may be because of market size. Whatever the reason, the two-time NBA most valuable player says he's mostly upset about not having a game today to be featuring the Bucks on national TV. Elsewhere, Badger senior running back Tawee Walker is entering the transfer portal. The NCAA has just approved a blanket waiver for one more year of eligibility for players like Walker, who competed at a non-NCAA school for one or more years. A Tennessee court ruling forced the move. Walker rushed for 864 yards and 10 touchdowns for Wisconsin, but won't spend his extra season in Madison. The Wisconsin women's basketball team is off to its best start at home in 18 seasons. The Badgers are undefeated after 7 games on the home court. Overall, the team is 10-2 and riding a 5-game winning streak. Every game the rest of the way will be against a Big Ten Conference opponent, starting Saturday on the road in Bloomington against the Indiana Hoosiers. Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year after raising the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both college and the WNBA. She led Iowa to the national championship game, was the top pick in the WNBA draft, and captured Rookie of the Year honors in the league. Fans packed sold-out arenas, and millions of television viewers followed her journey on and off the court. Clark's exploits also put other women's sports in the spotlight. A group of 74 sports journalists from Associated Press and its members voted on the award. Other athletes receiving votes included Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles. That's an update on sports on this Wednesday, Christmas Day. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Okay, I'll be right there.
What did she do to these?
Hey.
Hey, you all packed?
I am, I think. Do you think 12 pairs of socks is enough?
We're gonna be gone before 6 days, so yes?
Mom keeps that house so cold.
Heat's not free.
So I've heard. I'll need to double up. My feet get cold very easily. And also, I know I said I wouldn't, but I also packed some books, my leg pillow, the hairdryer, and 2 alternate dresses for Christmas Eve. Which also means I had to pack extra shoes because the ones I was gonna bring don't go with the alternate dresses, so we may have 1 more suitcase more than we originally planned.
Okay, but we kinda already talked about this.
I know, but this is Christmas with our family.
But an extra suitcase means more money. You know how these airlines get. They've got an upcharge for everything. Pretty soon they'll be charging for a standing room only.
Look, I don't need to hear you rant about the airlines right now.
You know what? It's fine. We'll make it work. 1 more suitcase isn't a big deal.
What's with the cookies?
That's what I was gonna ask you.
They look like not Christmas themed.
This one looks like a tree, kinda.
It looks like a damn knife. What happened?
I told you we should have gotten some cookie cutters.
I just thought, how hard could it be?
Put some frosting on them, and no one will notice.
Look, this is supposed to be a teddy bear. It looks like a sumo wrestler.
No, it looks like a Christmas sumo wrestler.
This isn't funny.
I'm sorry, but this is very funny.
I can't be bringing knives and sumo wrestlers and other assorted blobs to the family.
You can, and you will. We'll blame it on me.
No. I wanted this to feel Christmassy. This is the last night before Christmas. I wanted it to be special. Instead, we've got these ugly cookies, and you're wearing that terrible sweater that Auntie Carla got for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All my good stuff is packed.
Look, we'll just frost these and, I don't know, maybe watch Die Hard and call it a night?
Nah, nope. We're going out to party.
Ellie.
No, we are. There's lots of festive stuff we can do tonight. If you want a Christmassy night, then you're getting a Christmassy night.
Okay, so, like what?
There's that place we keep hearing about downtown. They got, like, the fancy hot chocolate, and you sit in a pod, and they have those heaters, and everyone looks so cool and cozy there. You said you wanted to go.
Well, I did want to go until I found out how much they charge for that place.
Hot chocolate can't be that expensive. What is it, like $4?
Try $15 a mug.
I'm sorry, what?
And I'm not even gonna tell you what the seating charge is.
A seating charge?
It's not free.
Okay. What about that ice cream truck that does the Christmas songs and the lights?
You have to book that in advance. And they charge you for the time slot, and you need to rent skates, and none of that even includes any of the refreshments. So in all, it would be over $100, and we couldn't even get in anyway.
Okay. What about this? We make hot chocolate here, put it in the travel mugs, and we we go look at the fun window displays at the department stores downtown?
That sounds fun.
I know, right?
Except the crowds are worse than ever before. Apparently, it's too difficult to even get close to the windows to see them.
Really? Damn. Christmas gets so expensive and stressful.
I don't know. I think when everyone began posting pictures trying to outdo each other, the point is, we can't afford any of that stuff. So I guess these janky cookies are all we have left.
Happy holidays.
I refuse.
We hope your Christmas
there has
is
to be some
love,
holiday fun out there that we can afford.
Filled with joy.
Everything that looks cool is too expensive, and everything that's affordable is too crowded.
And all the blessings
with
your
the travel
desires.
And presents,
from our
even our parents
yours,
helping us,
you
it's just too tight.
Holiday season.
This is just
from Wagner's Auto Service.
I'm sorry, Rick's this is not what I wanted for Christmas.
WCCU
it's okay.
Credit
it just, it is
JJ
what it is.
Walsh Jewelers
don't say that.
And Gunderson's
but I mean,
Boscobel
we need to face
healthcare.
It. That's the reality. We can't afford the Christmas we want.
Then I don't want that Christmas then. If it's all about paying so you can post a photo, then why would I even want that? Even if we could afford it, ice skating isn't fun if it's $100. Even when you have $100. And hot chocolate is supposed to be a gourmet meal. It's hot chocolate. It's supposed to be hot and chocolate. No one asked for it to have organic marshmallows in it. And those store displays, they're only there to get you to come into stores so you can buy and spend more money. I mean, we all know Christmas is too commercial. It's too much about what you buy, and not enough about who you're with. They all talk about the giving spirit, but they say that because they want you out there buying stuff to give. What about the spirit of giving love and laughter? What about the good vibes and just being, you know? I'm sorry. I know. I'm ranting. I'll stop.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Look, I'll be right back.
Wait, where are you going? Damn, guess I'll eat a cookie. Oh, you're putting that ugly sweater on?
That's right. This is that sweater that Mom gave me last year. That I swear to never wear? Well, now it's kind of a tradition.
What do you mean?
I mean, ugly sweaters and ugly cookies night. We don't need whatever fad they're trying to sell us out there. I've got all the Christmas I need right here with my sister.
I mean, yeah, I know.
And these ugly sweaters and ugly cookies. Let's decorate. Hey, Josie.
Oh, hey, Mary.
You tried Valerie's hot pizza dip yet?
No, not yet.
It's really good. Tastes just like pizza, but without the bread.
I'm sure it does.
You try these deviled eggs? They're so good.
Oh, most definitely not. No, thank you. Just no.
What? Why not?
No.
Come on, just say it.
Okay, so not to yuck your yum, but do you even know who made them? Or how clean their kitchen is, and eggs. How long have they been out on this table with as warm as it is in here? Is it even safe baking all that hot bacteria onto everything? Listen, I'm not trying to get food poisoning.
Oh my God, why didn't you tell me before I ate like six of them? I love deviled eggs.
You put a whole lot of trust in other people, my friend.
There you are, Josie.
It's, Josie. My name, Josie's already short for Josephine, so you don't need to nickname a nickname, you know? Please don't call me Joes.
Hey, Hogan.
Hey, Mary's bride.
Say, have you been hiding back there this whole time?
Hiding? No, I've been out there and everywhere, all around. And now I'm back here by the food. I'm not really big on dancing with my coworkers or karaoke in general with anyone. It's been a long week. I'm not feeling very... Are they up to the white elephant yet? Or the ugly sweater contest?
Oh, come on. That's not that bad. Say, did you try Valerie's hot corn dip yet?
I only tried the pizza dip. She made two dips? Wow.
Three? Mary, she made three dips.
Three? Wow.
I didn't try the cheese beef dip because I'm strictly fish and fowl, but it sure does look delicious, like a vat of ooey-gooey goodness. Achoo! The pizza dip may be delicious, but the corn dip's divine.
Achoo! Oh, that just went all over everything, huh?
Are you
Michael Bublé
okay? Are you sick or something?
Silent
me?
Night.
No, don't worry about me. I feel fine.
The kids, we are really actually celebrating this weekend.
Allergies?
It was just
fever,
her and I.
Chills, and, headaches.
We got along.
Oh, you guys, you're so funny. I'm not contagious or anything.
Didn't come up once.
I'm not.
But
anyway,
other than
the white elephant is later, Joe's. We're doing a game now. Come on.
Evening, I should say.
Isn't the white elephant already a game?
We're starting Jingle Bells and Elves. It's going to be so much fun.
Jingle Bells and Elves.
We watched It's a Wonderful Life, which has been a tradition of all of our tiny elves. Basically,
third in all of the office.
We watch that every year.
We're watching you.
Again last night.
Okay.
And I have to admit,
what do we win?
Every single time I get a little teary eyed.
PTO day.
That movie. It's
wow.
A wonderful
okay.
Life.
Yeah.
This holiday season, Royal Oil and LP is reflecting on the incredible support they've received.
Why wouldn't they just give us all a day off?
They wish all their customers joy, peace,
and it's one PTO day. We can't all win. Joe's. I know you're newer here,
up to bring you
but this
the best
is truly the funnest day of the year.
Dinner.
You feel yourself have fun. It's so full of holiday spirit and hot cocoa and fries.
And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner.
I'll see you two out there.
All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscat A Mini Mart,
sneezing and
along with
spewing
top quality
spit,
fuel.
Like a lot,
you can call
right?
in your order
a
and have it ready for pickups.
Oh, man. I'm supposed to go to my sister's tomorrow to help wrap presents for my little nieces and nephews.
Did
I can't
you know
get
that
sick.
A transmission flushing drill should be done
well, I guess we should go find those jingle bells and
running correctly.
Creepy little Nindle demon elves.
Wants to help you keep
a day off wouldn't be bad. I mean, maybe if we have more PTO.
Whether
Hogan would
tires, brakes,
stay
changes,
at home.
Batteries, hoses, exhaust,
Mary,
transmission,
don't you
filter,
think,
cabin filter,
like,
serpentine belt,
maybe
check,
this is the worst
the
party
call.
You've been
Trust
to in your life?
Auto to be there for you.
I mean, the holiday party committee,
which is basically just Valerie and Hogan,
today, seems like they've been working really hard, planning and plotting.
Look we
around.
Want to wish you a Merry
what
Christmas
kind of
and a Happy New
this?
Year from all of us down
it's
here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist.
Why are we throwing ourselves a holiday party? Why is there no budget for food?
Great
why did Valerie
the
feel the
Center
need
Rodeo
to make
Committee
three dips?
Its
also, dip is not a food. And why can nobody
Sunday,
here
January
cook?
12th,
how do you know? You didn't even
Phoenix
try
Center.
Anything.
I don't need to taste
shifts,
it to know. I can just
11,
look at it.
And the second
Stay focused, Mary.
The bowl
where were
will be
our bonuses
just $15,
this year?
And you can sign up
there
at
were
the
budget
Phoenix
cuts,
Center
so
now.
I ask you again. Why did we do this to ourselves? I didn't even want to do the White Elephant. But you know how many reminders I got about it? Seven reminders that I had to run out into the coldest cold and the wettest rain and get something funny but not inappropriate HR funny, something that is gifty enough that other people might want to steal it, but also had to be good enough that I would want it in case it came back to me. And it all had to be under $15. And it couldn't be a candle because of the fire hazard rule, which makes no sense. Or chocolates because someone is allergic to chocolate. Who is the poor soul who is allergic to chocolate and how does that even happen? Do you know how much stress that is? On top of the stress of all the work they have us doing. You know, I worked 80 hours just this week. Why would I want to spend more time at a place I'm already spending the most time at? So you know what I ended up getting as my white elephant?
No idea.
The colored lines.
A screwdriver.
What? Why?
Because I have no idea who any of these people are or what they like. I just learned that you like deviled eggs.
Ooh, don't remind me. My stomach has not been feeling right ever since you said that.
A screwdriver is like a thing that people always need but can never find. Like when they have to fix a loose screw in a kitchen table leg.
Okay.
It's practical. And then I grabbed a Valentine's Day keychain.
What?
In my defense.
Indefensible.
I saw red and I thought it was a Christmas ornament. I was in a rush, okay? I was exhausted, okay?
Okay.
And then a few packs of chicken-flavored top ramen.
The food of college dorms and prisoners coast to coast.
Listen, I just want to take my screwdriver and go home. I am not having fun at this mandatory party.
All I got was $15 worth of chewing gum. I didn't really think about it too hard.
Actually, that's a good gift.
I know, right? Practical, yet fun in the flavorness. Fruity, minty, fruity, and minty. People always want a stick of gum. Except for bogus spearmint, which tastes like toothpaste. Ugh. You see, Josie, I woke up today and I chose fun. I said, you know what, Mary? You're going to go and find fun today, even if you have to make your own fun. Like this conversation. Fun.
That's kind of cool. You know what, Mary? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not the party that's the problem. Maybe it's me and my rude tude.
That's right. It's all up in your head. A mindset. You just need to unlock the party part of your brain.
Thank you, Mary, for showing me the way. You are the spirit of these holidays.
You are welcome. By the by, my tummy hurts. Worst pain ever. Shall we join the festivities?
White elephant ugly sweater contest time, party people. Hogan won Bells and Elves in a record time. He really scavenged through everyone's desk and went down, dumping all the trash bins onto the floor like some kind of maniacal squirrel. The custodial staff is not going to be pleased. Come on, let's wrap this up so we can shut this down and I can get home. I have big plans to veggie on my couch and binge watch Grey's Anatomy while drowning my sorrows in queso.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I told leadership that we all just as soon have the day off or go home early, but Hogan insisted. Said we had to have a party that we all voted to have one. Who knew? It's always so much work, and nobody really has fun at these things, right?
Yeah.
I phoned it in, if I'm being honest. I basically just looked up party games on the internet and told people to bring food in.
Well, you are the food MVP of the night, Dip Queen Supreme, so thank you for that at least.
Huh? What are you talking about?
She's talking about all the dips that you made.
Oh, I didn't make the dips. I have no idea who made any of the things over there. But they look gross, and like they've been sitting out too long. Everyone's probably gonna get sick. Guess that's one way to get a day off around here. I wonder if it's Marsh. She really was not happy about not getting a bonus this year. She's kind of diabolical like that. Anyway, hurry up. And let's get this show on the road, okay? I definitely don't get paid enough for this.
I gotta go.
How am I getting my white elephant gift back? I got $15 worth of scratch offs.
The crackle
of a
cozy fire.
You can count on it. I'm right behind you.
Listen closely. The season is safe just for you. Treasure every night, every moment.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa.
From the Riverdale Drama Department, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
As the nights grow longer, the lights of Christmas shine brighter. In every flickering candle and twinkling bulb, there's a reminder of hope, love, and the promise of better days. Let the light of this season guide your heart.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season.